Madhava Kundabihari. Ijana Vallabha Girivada Dhari. Ijana Vallabha Girivada Dhari. Yashoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana. Yashoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana. Amunatira Vanachari. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kundabihari. Vishnupad Paramahamsa Pariva Jikacharya Satutta Sarashi Shimad Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahamsa Pariva Jikacharya Satutta Sarashi Shimad Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Prabhupada Ki Jai. Ananta Koti Vaishnavindi Ki Jai. Namachaya Salahardas Thakur Ki Jai. Premsa Komsi Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Garad Hard Shivasari Gaur Bhaktivindi Ki Jai. Sisi Radha Krishna Gogopinath Shyama Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Ki Jai. Sri Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai. Mayapur Navadvip Dham Ki Jai. Sri Jagannath Puri Dham Ki Jai. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Jai. Samaveta Bhaktivindi Ki Jai. Prabhu Premanandi. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sisi Guru and Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Today we're reading from the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, Chapter 13, The Lord's Dancing at Rath Yatra, Texts 80 through 111. Text 80. We'll do this responsively the way we generally do. Na ham vipro na cha narapatir na pi vaishya na sudro. Na ham vani na cha grihapatir na vanasto yatirva. Kintu pradyani kila paramananda pranabhritabde. Gopi Bhartu Kamalar Das Anudas Anudas. Naham vipro na cha narapitir na pi vaishya na sudro. Na hambe na varna na chakri atir na vanasto yatir va. Kintu prodyam nikila paramananda pranabhidabde. Kobe bhartu kamala dasana dasana dasa. Aham vipranacha narapati napi vashyana sudro. Aham vane nacha vihapati navanasto yutirva. Kintu pradhan nikila paramananda pranabhidabde. Gopi bhaktu kamala dasana dasana dasa. Ladies? Naham vipranacha narapati napi vaishyana sudro. Aham vane nacha griha patir navanasto yatirva. Kintu pradyan nikila paramananda pranabhidabde. Gopi bhartu pada kamala dasa dasa. We won't do the word for word because there's 30 verses. Lord Chaitanya is chanting in front of Lord Jagannath as the Rathyatra is more or less beginning. I am not a Brahmin, I am not a Kshatriya, I'm not a Vaishya or a Sudra, nor am I a Brahmachari, a householder, a Vanaprastha, or a Sannyasi. I identify myself only as the servant of the servant of the servant of the lotus feet of Sri Krishna, the maintainer of the gopis. He is like an ocean of nectar, and he is the cause of universal, transcendental bliss. He is always existing with brilliance. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. This verse is found in the Padyavali 74, which is a book by Srila Rupa Goswami. It's a compilation of different verses. This verse... This verse is the end of a string of verses that Lord Chaitanya chanted and Pran Govinda Prabhu spoke last week about the introductory verses. I think there was five or six. 76 to 81 are these verses and prayers. So this is, and then Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says in text 81, Etapari Puranapi Karira Pranama Yodahate Bhakta Gana Vande Bhagavan. Having recited all these verses from scripture, the Lord again offered his obeisances, and all the devotees with folded hands also offered prayers to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You may remember what happened was that Lord Chaitanya divided everyone into the different Sankirtan groups, and he was going amongst them. And then he started to chant, and he's looking up at Lord Jagannath and paying his obeisances before he starts his divine dance, which will be described in the subsequent verses. Text 82. Odanta nitya prabhu kariya humkara chakra brahmi brahme aiche alata akara. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced and jumped high, roaring like thunder and moving in a circle like a wheel, he appeared like a circling firebrand. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. If a burning cinder of a firebrand is whirled about very swiftly, it gives the appearance of a circle of fire. This is called alata akara, or a firebrand circle. This whole circle is not actually made of a fire, but is a single fire in motion. Similarly, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was a single personality. But when he danced and jumped high in a circle, he appeared like the Alata Chakra. Text 83. Nitri Prabhuri Yahan Yahan Pade Padatala Singaragara Salamahi Kare Tamamala. Wherever Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stepped while dancing, the whole earth, with its hills and seas, appeared to tilt. Stamba sveda pulaka ashru kama vaivaranya nava bhave visvasata garvahar sedhanya. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced, he displayed various blissful, transcendental changes in his body. Sometimes he appeared as though stunned. Sometimes the hair on his body stood on end. Sometimes he perspired, cried, trembled, and changed color. And sometimes he exhibited symptoms of helplessness, pride, exuberance, and humility. Achada kane pade bhume gadiyaya suvarna parvatayayche bhume te lotaya. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu fell down with a crash while dancing, he would roll on the ground. At such times it appeared that a golden mountain was rolling on the ground. Nityananda Prabhu Dui Hata Pasariya Prabhu Reda Rite Chahe Asapasadana. Nityananda Prabhu would stretch out his two hands and try to catch the Lord when he was running here and there. Prabhu Prabhu Bhule Acharya Kariya Hunkara Hari Bolo Bale Bale Bale. I'd wait till Acharya would walk behind the Lord and loudly chant, Haribol, Haribol, again and again. Loka nivartite haila tina mandala, vataman mandale nityananda mahabala. Just to check the crowds from coming too near the Lord, they formed three circles. The first circle was guided by Nityananda Prabhu, who is Balaram himself, the possessor of great strength. Kasi swara govinda di yata bhakta gana hata hati kaira haira dvitiya arvana. All the devotees headed by Kasi swara and Govinda linked hands and formed a second circle around the Lord. Bahari patya paruja lana patra gana mandala hana kare loka nivarana. Maharaj Patya Paruja and his personal assistants formed a third circle around the other two circles, just to check the crowd from coming too near. So this is a description, obviously, of Lord Chaitanya entering. The theme kind of that I'm going to present today is progress, narrative progress. Explain how Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is crafting his narration, how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is progressively entering into a state of consciousness is what's being described. Text 91. Hari Chandan era sangde hasta alambiya prabhura nitya deke raja avistahana. With his hands on the shoulders of Hari Chandan, King Pachapurudra could see Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu dancing, and the king felt great ecstasy. Hena kali Srinivasa prema vista mana rajara age rahi deka prabhura nirtara. While the king beheld the dancing, Srivas Thakur, standing in front of him, became ecstatic as he saw the dancing of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Rajara age hari chandan deke Srinivasa Haste tanne sparse kahe hao eka pase. Seeing Srivas Thakur standing before the king, Hari Chandan touched Srivas with his hand and requested him to step aside. Nitya veshe Srinivasa kichui duanjani bara bara tere teno krura halamani. Absorbed in watching Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu dance, Srivas Thakur could not understand why he kept being touched and pushed. After he was pushed again and again, he became angry. Chapara Maria Tare Kaira Nivarana Chabara Kana Kruda Haela Hare Chandan. Srivast Thakur slapped Hari Chandan to stop him from pushing him. In turn, this made Hari Chandan angry. Kruda Hana Tandri Kichu Chahe Bari Bari Apani Pata Paruja Navaira Tare. As the angered Hari Chandan was about to speak to Srivast Thakur, Pachaparuja Maharaj personally stopped him. Bhagyavana Tumi Inhara Hastasparsha Paira Amara Bhagyanai Tumi Katnata Haira. King Pachaparuja said, "Oh, you are very fortunate, for you have been graced by the touch of Srivast Thakur. I am not so fortunate. You should feel obliged to him." So in this way, King Pachaparuja again exhibited his humility. He was standing in the third row. Srivast Thakur must have been in front of him in the second row, and then Balaram and Lord Nityananda and his associates were in the inner circle. So as King Pachaparuja was trying to look, Hari Chandan, because the king is obviously a high personality, respectable personality, he saw Srivast Thakur. The king was trying to see, so he tried to push Srivast Thakur out of the way. Anybody who knows Bengalis knows not that they're Bengalis, they're transcendental entities, but by nature, the people from Bengal are emotional. So Hari Chandan, Srivast Thakur got angry, turned around and slapped Hari Chandan. So Hari Chandan was going to get into it with him, and King Pachaparuja diffused the entire situation by explaining, "Oh, you got the touch of Srivast Thakur. How fortunate you are. I'm not so fortunate." And in this way, calmed Hari Chandan. Text 98. Prabhura Nritya Deki Yoke Hailai Chamatkara Anya Achut Jagannathera Ananda Sparhara. Everyone was astonished by the dancing of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and even Lord Jagannath became extremely happy to see him. Rata stira kaila agi na kare gamana animisa netre kare netya darshana. The chariot came to a complete standstill and remained immobile while Lord Jagannath, with unblinking eyes, watched the dancing of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Subhadra Brahma Mera Hridaye Ulasa Nitya Deki Dui Janasa Simuke Tehasa. The goddess of fortune Subhadra and Lord Balaram both felt great happiness and ecstasy within their hearts. Indeed, they were seen smiling at the dancing. Uranta Niti Prabhura Adbhuta Vikara Asta Satvika Bhava Udaya Haya Samakala. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced and jumped high, eight wonderful transformations indicative of divine ecstasy were seen in his body. All these symptoms were visible simultaneously. Mamsa Varna Shama Roma Vrida Pulakita Simulia Rikshayena Tantaka Vestita. His skin erupted with goose pimples, and the hairs of his body stood on end. His body resembled a simulia, silk cotton tree, all covered with thorns. Eka eka dantera kampa dekhi te lage baya loke jane danta sabakasya padaya. Indeed, all the people became afraid just to see his teeth chatter, and they even thought that his teeth would fall out. Sarvange praveste chude tate rikto gama jaga 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 gadgara vachana. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's whole body flowed with perspiration and at the same time oozed blood. He made sounds jaga 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 da in a voice choked with ecstasy. Jalayantra dhara yaiche vahe ashu jala Asha Pase Lokayata Bajila Isakala. Tears came forcibly from the eyes of the Lord, as if from a syringe, and all the people surrounding him became wet. Deha Kanti Gauravane Dekiye Aruna Kabe Kanti Dekiyena Malika Pushpasama. Everyone saw the complexion of his body change from white to pink, so that his luster resembled that of a mallika flower. Kabu stamba kabu prabhu bhumeti holitaya suksha kata samapada hastana chalaya. Sometimes he appeared stunned, and sometimes he rolled on the ground. Indeed, sometimes his legs and hands became hard as dry wood, and he did not move. Kabu bhume pade kabu svasa haya hina yaha deki bhakta ganera pranaha ekshina. When the Lord fell on the ground, sometimes his breathing almost stopped. When the devotees saw this, their lives also became very feeble. Kabu netri nasaya jalam muke pada pena amritera dara chandra bimeva heyena. Water flowed from his eyes and sometimes through his nostrils, and foam fell from his mouth. These flowings appeared to be torrents of nectar descending from the moon. Sevena lana subananda kailapana Krishna prema rasikateno maga bhagyavana. The foam which fell from the mouth of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was taken and drunk by Subhananda, because he was very fortunate and expert in relishing the mellow of ecstatic love of Krishna. Jai Hari Bol.
It takes some skill.
Yes, it takes some faith. Emata tandavar nitya kaila katakshana bhava vivesha prabhura pave shira mahana. After performing his devastating dance for some time, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mind entered into a mood of ecstatic love. Om agyanacinandasya ganandana sarakaya chakshurun militam gena tasmaisi gurave namaha. So there are different sections to what we read. First of all, there was the last prayer of the series of prayers that Lord Chaitanya was offering. And in that particular verse, naham, I'm not a Brahmin, I'm not a Vaishya, I'm not a Sudra. It's a good meditation that Gopi Partu Paralar Kamal or Dasan or Dasan or Das. He's identifying himself specifically. This is an indication of where our progress is headed. Again, the theme is progress. Now, the particular literary technique that Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami uses in this section is that first he's describing symptoms, and then he's going to describe more about those symptoms and about how that person who is exhibiting the symptoms came to that state of consciousness. Anybody exhibiting that kind of behavior in their body must have something going on within inside of them which is emotional and spurting like a volcano. The volcano isn't just the stuff coming out the top, the lava on the top. There's a whole miles and miles of heat and other energy going on underneath, or like the famous example of the iceberg. You see the iceberg on the top, that's not the entire ice floating. There's a whole mountain of ice underneath it. So what he's describing now, he'll explain later. It's kind of like a lot of a common literary theme or technique that authors use is in crime stories. First, you describe the crime. Then you explain what happened. It's like, you know, they open up the book and there's a murder. And then throughout the rest of the book, it's a whodunit. There's different facts and intricacies of the case, which become revealed as the author unveils the story. Unlike romance. Romance, if you start off with the couple together and then try to explain it, it's kind of a letdown. It's not a build-up. It goes the other way. So it's a literary technique now where he's describing Lord Chaitanya's devastating dance and ecstasy. And in the remaining part of this chapter, and especially in the next chapter, he uses the technique of explaining these different features. Now what I want to do is draw some analogies, read some shastra, and explain a little bit and give us an indication how this is unfolding. Because obviously you can't do the whole thing in one class. It takes time. It's given this example before, that in math, you have your basic 0 through 9, whole numbers. But you take those basic foundational concepts and you can work them into more and more unlimited features. Addition, subtraction, multiplication, division, fractionalization, algebra, physics, calculus, nanophysics, on and on. And you can always add one and you can always subtract one, so it's unlimited. So in the same way, love is unlimited. And the love that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is exhibiting and experiencing is very specific. It's a specific equation, if we put it in the analogy of our math. So what this will do is help to shed light on that progress of how he got to this point. We all know about Ashtanga Yoga. Ashtanga Yoga, what's the goal of Ashtanga Yoga? Anybody help? Realization of super soul. Anyone else? Pran Govinda Prabhu?
This is Ambashati Dita Sukha Thakur Prasadam Himar Atman. When you come in contact with the super soul being through this eight process in the samadhi state, then you fear for future, illusion for now, and lamentation for from past will disappear.
Very nice, exactly. You come in contact with the spiritual self. Let's put it in that easy context. Super soul, depending on the yogi. Some may want to come in touch with super soul, one may want to become super soul, depending on their practice. But the basic concept, again, our progress, will state the goal and then how to get there. The goal is to come in contact with the spiritual self. And there's a process by which to do that. That process isn't practical in this age. Doesn't work. But we can understand it by its definition and explanation of it. There's yama and niyama. Things to do and things not to do, which allow one to clear their consciousness so they can go to the next stage of finding a suitable place to sit down, asana. And there's a whole design that has to be followed in order just to get to that part of it. You have to follow, you have to negate, and then you have to find a suitable place. Once a person sits down, there's yama, niyama, asana, then pranayama. A person starts to breathe and meditate and concentrate on their breath. As they do that, then the natural progression is that everything outside becomes less and less stimulus, pratyahara. Pratyahara means that a person becomes more aware and fixed in the self, beyond all that is external. So they're going deeper and deeper into that progress toward the spiritual self. Pratyahara, dharana, where they start to actually connect with the self and understand their spiritual nature. Dhyana, it expands. And then finally, samadhi, where a person, just like when King Pachaparudra, King Parikit was traveling and he was thirsty. So he went to the hut of Samika Rishi. And he went inside and he was expecting that the Rishi would at least offer him a glass of water. But Samika Rishi was so in samadhi, so absorbed in the spiritual self, that his external senses, his external awareness, had become insignificant. He wasn't conscious. He was so absorbed internally that he wasn't conscious of somebody walking in his house. So the king became angry and put the snake on him, and then the sun came and the curse happened. But the example is a good one to show us how absorbed the process took him to that goal. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is showing how to do that in this age by hearing and chanting about Krishna. In the Nectar of Instruction, text 8, there's a really nice purport which describes the different stages. Now, the ones I just quoted and described, listen to this example from Srila Rupa Goswami and Bhaktisiddhanta and Srila Prabhupada, and see if you can draw the parallel and understand the parallel. In the neophyte stage, one should always engage in hearing Krishna Katha. This is called Shravanadas, the stage of hearing. Just read a nice explanation of this. This doesn't mean simply hearing. Shravanadas is a stage, one of five, which actually leads one to the spiritual self. And it's very specific. The more this particular part of Shravana Das is hearing specifically about something that attracts one. We all heard about different stages of bhakti, faith, Shraddha, Sarasanga, association with devotees, Bhajana Kriya, performing activities under the orders of the spiritual master. This talks more about Ashakti, Ruchi, Sneha, the part of devotional practices where one starts to get a particular taste for a particular form of the Lord and a particular activities of his lila. So a devotee will start to concentrate and hear those activities as they become more and more attractive. The ruchi and the taste arrives, and then the bhava, the emotions, start to develop. By constantly hearing the transcendental holy name of Krishna and hearing of his transcendental form, qualities, and pastimes, one can attain to the stage of acceptance called the Varanadas. This means one starts to come to the platform where they have a really stronger affinity for a particular service. It's specific. When one attains this stage, he becomes attached to hearing Krishna Katha, a particular feature of Krishna Katha. Not just, oh yeah, I like to hear about Krishna. No, it's specific. He wants to hear about Krishna in Vrindavan, wants to hear about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, wants to hear about Vamana, wants to hear about Lord Nrisimhadeva, whoever it might be. When one is able to chant in ecstasy, he attains the stage of Smaranavastha, the stage of remembering. So we just read about, or I just discussed, Yama Niyama, Asan, Pranayama, Pratyahara, Dharana, Dhyana, and Samadhi. In this purport we read, recollection, absorption, meditation, constant remembrance, and trance are the five items of progressive Krishna Smarana. At first, remembrance of Krishna may be interrupted at intervals, but later, remembrance proceeds uninterrupted. So what is this compared to? This is compared to, isn't it, the pranayama pratyahara dharana stage, where one starts to become freed from the external stimulus and distractions and becomes more and more fixed in that spiritual self. When remembrance is uninterrupted, it becomes concentrated and is called meditation. When meditation expands and becomes constant, it is called anusmriti. By uninterrupted and unceasing anusmriti, one enters a stage of samadhi or spiritual trance. After smaranadas and samadhi has fully developed, the soul comes to understand his original constitutional position. At that time, he can perfectly and clearly understand his eternal relationship with Krishna. This is called Sampatidas, or the perfection of life. Lord Chaitanya is exhibiting that stage on the road in front of Lord Jagannath. He's there. He's in that ecstasy of samadhi before Lord Jagannath. And what is his connection with the self? Anybody help here? Who is he? Who's he? Yes, but what's his mood? What he's entered so deeply, just like that Samika Rishi didn't even know who walked in the house. He's not thinking I'm Gopi Bhartu Kamalar Dasan or Dasan or Dasi. He's thinking he's Srimati Radharani before Krishna. And he's entering more and more deeply, as we'll read, into that bhava. And that's actually what he'll do for the rest of his life. More and more and more and more and more and more. Again, add one, add one, add one, add one. It's unlimited. That equation just goes on and on and on and on. It's infinite. And he's entering deeper and deeper and deeper into it. So let us read. Now what I'm going to do is jump ahead a little bit. What happens is that the Rath Yatra goes to Gundicha. Gundicha temple is compared to Sundarachala. It's the Vrindavan. So Lord Jagannath, who is feeling separation from his childhood friends in the mood of being in Dwarka, in Puri, goes to Vrindavan and spends time with them. So with his associates in Vrindavan. That's the Vrindavan pastimes, which is the next chapter. So within that chapter, Krishnadas Kaviraj will reveal and shed light on how this happened that he described earlier, just like the author who describes who the murderer was and how the murder happened at the end of the book. You find out what happened at the beginning. Who did it? Okay. So this is a discussion between Swarup Damodar and Srivas Thakur during the Harapanchami festival. And Swarup Damodar is describing different types of ecstasy that manifest in Vrindavan, and specifically in Srimati Radharani, which go back to explain Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The transcendental ornaments of Srimati Radharani's body include 8 sattvikas. We just read about 8 transformations that manifest in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's body all at the same time. Changing of color, the goose pimples, the crying, the different changes in the body are called sattvikas. 8 is asta sattvikas. Sattvikas, or transcendental symptoms. 33 vyabhachari bhavas, beginning with harsha, or jubilation in natural love. And 20 bhavas, or ecstatic emotional ornaments. Some of the symptoms critically explained in the following verses are Kili Kinchita, Kutamita, Vilas, Lalita, Vivoka, Motaita, Mogdya, and Chakita. These are different types of ecstasies manifest in Srimati Radharani according to time, place, and circumstance. Like an event will happen. Last time I gave class, we talked about the ashraya and the vishaya, the abode of love and the object of love, right? Remember the shell game? Describe the example of the shell game where the guy keeps moving the stone under the shell or under the cup. And in this way, depending on how we look at any particular rasa, there's always these ingredients. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the third. We have Radha and Krishna as the Vishaya and the Ashraya, the abode of love and the object of love. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the third shell. He's the combination of both. He's the combination of Radha and Krishna in one. He's union and separation combined. But in this particular circumstance, separation is dominant. He's feeling in the mood of Srimati Radharani is the dominant feature that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu entered into during his life. Again, we can't go into all of the different features, so this is going to describe one pastime, one event, and one ecstasy, but it's symbolic of all the 8. But we can understand all of them by this one. It gives an example of how it unfolds and creates these feelings in Srimati Radharani. When Srimati Radharani's body manifests the ornaments of many ecstatic symptoms, the ocean of Krishna's happiness immediately displays transcendental waves. Oh, is that eloquent or what? When Radharani's body manifests the ornaments of many ecstatic symptoms, the ocean of Krishna's happiness immediately displays transcendental waves. Now here's a description of the different ecstasies, beginning with Kila Kinchita. With these ecstatic ornaments, Srimati Radharani enchants the mind of Krishna. When Krishna sees Srimati Radharani and wants to touch her body, he prohibits her from going to the spot where one can cross the river Yamuna. Approaching her, Krishna prohibits Radharani from picking flowers, and he may touch her in front of her friends. At such times, the ecstatic symptoms of Kila Kinchita are awakened. First, there's jubilation and ecstatic love, which is the root cause of these symptoms. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Whenever Srimati Radharani leaves her house, she is always well-dressed and attractive. It is her womanly nature to attract Sri Krishna's attention. And upon seeing her so attractively dressed, Krishna desires to touch her body. The Lord then finds some fault in her and prohibits her from going to the river crossing or stops her from picking flowers. Such are the pastimes between Srimati Radharani and Sri Krishna. Being a cowherd girl, Srimati Radharani regularly carries a container of milk and often goes to sell it on the other side of the Jamuna. To cross the river, she has to pay the boatman. At the spot the boatman collects the fares is called Dan Gati. Lord Sri Krishna stops her from going, telling her, first, you have to pay the fee, then you may be allowed to go. This pastime is called Dan Keli Lila. Similarly, if Srimati Radharani wants to pick a flower, Krishna claims to be the gardener's proprietor and prohibits her. This pastime is called Kila Kinchita. Radharani's shyness arises due to Krishna's prohibitions, and ecstatic loving bodily symptoms called Kila Kinchita Bhava are manifest at this time. These ecstatic symptoms are explained in the following verse, which was from Rupa Goswami's Ujjvala Nalamani. Ujjvala Nalamani is the sequel to the Nectar of Devotion, to the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. So these are the different states of mind and emotions which manifest in Srimati Radharani due to this prohibition from Krishna, which awaken this particular ecstasy. Pride, ambition, weeping, smiling, envy, fear, and anger are the seven ecstatic loving symptoms manifest by a jubilant shrinking away. And these symptoms are called Kila Kinchita Bhava. There are seven other transcendental ecstatic symptoms, and when they combine on the platform of jubilation, the combination is called Mahabhava. So this is the description of what's happening with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu during this dance in front of Lord Jagannath. And just as a person who's only doing and not doing, if a person only does the activities of yama and niyama and never sits down to do the yoga and never does pranayama, pratyahara, dharana, dhyana, how can they expect to reach the goal of coming in contact with the self? So if we're simply doing some, oh, I have to do this or I have to do that, and you only do it without entering into the bhakti and the bhava of the activity, then it's going to take a long time. You will get purified and gradually it works. But the conditioned soul, I got a nice email. Madhurya Leela is taking our course. We have an online course on Chaitanya Charitamrita. It's in suspension right now until March. But she wrote a real nice, we were reading this section actually. She wrote a real nice thing. I'd never heard this one before. If we're casual, then we'll become a casualty. It was good. It was beautiful. We can't be casual. Love isn't casual. Now, another nice one. Samapriya came up with this one. Spontaneous love is not whimsical. It's an interesting feature. Spontaneous love, just like freedom. People think freedom means you can do anything you want anytime, and that's freedom. Well, that's not freedom if you're serving your senses. If you're serving your lower nature, if you're serving that which pushes you in a direction which brings you down, how can that be called true freedom? True freedom requires discipline. It sounds almost like an oxymoron. It sounds like a self-defeating or contradictory statement, but it's true. In order to attain freedom, one must be disciplined. It's like music. If you just listen to a child sit down and play a piano, there's no discipline. It's just a bunch of fool, not nice sounds. But if they do the discipline to learn the scales, learn the melody, learn the rhythm, then as they gradually improve and become accustomed to it, then the freedom to play spontaneous expression comes about and manifests. It's the same with our bhakti. We follow the rules and regulations, the do's and the don'ts, and gradually what happens is that as we give our heart to that and learn how to do it, we advance, we develop. This is the process described by the acharyas. And then ultimately come to these platforms of hearing these wonderful pastimes. Now, we heard about Jayadev Goswami earlier this morning from Pran Govinda. We just heard about Gopal Bhatta Goswami from Mukhya Mataji. I want to tell one short story of Ramachandra Kaviraj, whose disappearance is also today. Ramachandra Kaviraj was a disciple of Srinivasacharya, kind of a contemporary, perhaps a little younger. But one of my favorite stories, one of the stories devotees like, is that Narottam Das Thakur and Ramachandra Kaviraj were very close. In that song, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu, at the end he says, Ramachandra Sangha Mage Narottama Das. So he's desiring the association of Ramachandra. Kaviraj means doctor, so he was a medical practitioner. And Narottam Das Thakur, when he came back from Vrindavan to Kethuri, where his village was, he started to initiate different people and teach the bhakti that he had learned from Jiva Goswami, Rupa and Sanatan in Vrindavan. But he was not a Brahmin. He was a Kayastha, which is a lower birth. And the smarter Brahmins at that time felt that this was not good, that he should be excommunicated, he should be defeated. So they went to the king, Ram Nisringha, and they arranged that they were going to travel to Kethuri and have a debate with Narottam Das Thakur and defeat him and show that actually the Brahmins are the higher caste. So somehow or another, word of this crusade coming to Kethuri was heard, and Ramachandra Kaviraj and his friend Ganga Narayan Chakravarti, both Brahmins, but very friendly and associates of Narottam Das Thakur, they went out ahead to the previous village that the group was coming in, and they put on merchant clothes and they went out to the bazaar, and one of them opened a little pan shop and the other one had clay pots. And as that group of smarta Brahmins and Ram Nisringha and the retinue was coming to debate with Narottam Das Thakur, they sat out there selling their wares and started to, when they came to buy some clay pots and some pan for their meal, and they started speaking in Sanskrit to the smarta, to the Brahmins and the people in the group. And they started arguing about philosophy. And what happened was that Even the pundits, the court pundits, came, and everybody was discussing in the bazaar, and a great Sanskrit, a deep philosophical discussion happened. And then finally they said, well, how did you learn all this information? How do you're just a panwala and a clay pot seller. What are you doing? And they said, oh, we are disciples of Narottam Das Thakur, Mahasaya, in Kethuri. So this group understood, oh no, even these salesmen, even these people in the bazaar can speak Sanskrit and such high philosophy. No way we can defeat Narottam Das Thakur. So Haribol, I think we'll go back to our village and not have this debate. So this is Ramachandra Kaviraj, associate of Narottam Das Thakur. Any questions or comments? Yes, Mataji.
What's the time line between Rupa Goswami writing Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu and Krishna Das Kaviraj writing the CC?
Uh-huh. Lord Chaitanya met Rupa Goswami on his travels back and forth to Vrindavan, right? In Prayag, he met him that time. And he met him in Bengal the first time when he made one of his first attempts to go to Vrindavan. He went to Bengal first, thinking that he would go to Bengal and then to Vrindavan, but then he went back to Puri. So Rupa Goswami probably started writing Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu after he met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at Prayag, which was sometime around 1514, 1515, and Krishnadas Kaviraj, so he started writing it then. Not sure exactly when he finished that, but we can safely say 15, around the time of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's disappearance day, disappearance time, in that time frame, that decade, was probably when Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu was completed, maybe a little later. Then what happened was that Raghunath Das Goswami traveled from Puri after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's demise and came to Radhakund and would regularly discourse on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes that he witnessed while he was there. And Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami had that disagreement with his brother and came to Radhakund and heard Raghunath Das Goswami, and Chaitanya Charitamrita was compiled in the later part of that 16th century. So 30, 40, 50 years, maybe difference.
Does he quote that? Does he quote Nectar of Devotion
at all? Yes. Yeah, he quotes Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. He puts it into the mouth of Swarup Damodar. He has that character reveal that. And of course we know that the devotees in Puri were very appreciative of Rupa Goswami when he understood that inner bhav of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu during the Rath Yatra with the equivocal verse that he chanted. Jai Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Jai Dev Goswami, Ramachandra Kaviraj and Gopal Bhatta Goswami ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.